You mentioned the response rate with Abema being close to 60, but the control, I guess, hormonal therapy alone being only 20%.
Right. And I think, you know, in the past, Neil, as we've given hormonal therapy in the metastatic setting, we certainly have known that there might be certain groups of patients that have, let's say, better or worse outcomes. But these large randomized phase 3 trials have given us the opportunity to really examine more closely what are those factors that are associated with endocrine insensitivity or worse outcomes. And again, with the idea to say that as we get smarter and we can identify these patients up front, we can do hopefully an intervention that's going to lead to better outcomes earlier on.
So you're mentioning the fact that there are 3 CDK4/6 inhibitors approved. Kind of reminds me a little bit, and there's 6 checkpoint inhibitors approved right now in oncology. And it kind of seems in general, when you have these situations, I've seen people put up slides doing indirect comparisons and saying, well, I'm not supposed to do this, but they all look the same. But then you find people, even if they believe the effects are the same, quote, follow the data. So first of all, do you in your heart feel there's any way to distinguish efficacy? You mentioned toxicity, but efficacy of the 3. And when you start to look at the data that we have to work with, you mentioned survival data that's starting to come out, also more data specific to premenopausal. How do you differentiate the available data?
So this is obviously difficult. And as you said, one has to be very cautious because doing these cross-trial comparisons is fraught with issues. I think what we can say, Neil, is that thus far, we have data that these CDK4/6 inhibitors in high-risk populations can improve not just progression-free survival, but overall survival.